Now, can you believe it? It's already come, the summer has flown by, and we're already thinking about going back to school. And a lot of you will be thinking about children, grandchildren, how to get them on the route to reading, making sure that they do as well as they possibly can. And you might be thinking about lessons and English and those reading skills. Where do you start? How do you make sure that whatever the age of your child, they do well when they go back to school and read as well as they possibly can do? Let's talk to Polly Atkinson, who joins me for sound advice. She's a children's reading specialist based in Arundel. And there's a lot of thought, isn't there, that goes on amongst parents and grandparents, Polly, about whether you should have your child reading before they start school, what level they should be at. How do you know, first of all, when your child is ready for reading?
Oh, good morning, Sarah. What a great question. Goodness, it will vary hugely depending on the child. I think the biggest thing is to get their interest and their love of books set in stone, really, before they get to school. Toddlers sitting on your lap, this sort of thing, watching you point to words as you read and looking at the pictures. And it will evolve. I mean, really starting back at school now, if, for example, the children are starting in their first early years or reception age or going into year one, they will be experiencing perhaps different ways of reading with a lot based on phonics, the actual decoding of words. And so I think it's really important as they start school that when they come home, it's just that love of reading again, enjoying picture books.
I think that's what's important, isn't it? Because of course children, particularly that very early stage, they learn at such different rates. There's a difference between how girls and boys sometimes learn, and you want them to enjoy what they're doing and to love what they're doing and to want to read rather than being forced to read.
Without a doubt. Children will learn if they're interested and they're comfortable. It's getting that confidence going, so it's not putting pressure on. Children will always learn at different times, different rates. Sometimes their number learning will be shooting ahead. Sometimes they'll be growing physically. So it's not a competition. It's not something to worry too much about. Really, I'd urge parents and grandparents, keep in touch with schools, keep talking to the teachers, seeing what they can specifically do at home, or find out which letters they're learning that week and point them out in books. Often with reading schemes and phonics, you'll get lovely sort of movements, helping through action. So if you can learn those as well, and the way they specifically learn the pronunciation of the letters, that will all help, that you can then support that at home in between all the lovely reading of picture books as well. It's a process. The children will progress once they start then to actually decode those words and they find out what they can say, then obviously it's vital to chat to them about, well, what did that sentence say? What does that mean? What do you understand by that? So, it's bit by bit.
There's something wonderful as well about those bedtime stories. I mean, when your children are little, or grandchildren are little, you think, oh, here we go again. I've got to read Postman Pat and the Blue Ball, which was our favourite book at the time, over and over again till you know it back to front. But actually, those moments are so special. And then when your children get older, you think, oh, I miss that now.
Yeah, absolutely. But those sort of revisiting books like that is a wonderful opportunity then for that sort of shared reading, whereby the adult might start off reading the whole text, going right the way through the book, and then just saying, oh, I'm a bit tired, could you read this sentence for me? And the child will then read a little bit and be very proud of that. And then the adult can take over. And gradually, if you're rereading those same books, gradually the adult can read less of the text and the child will read more of the text. So they're developing that way. So it's very valuable rereading.
I think what a lot of, maybe it's easier when they're little and there aren't so many outside distractions. So you get to a later stage in a child's primary education and, even at a very early age, the internet and online and games, that becomes more of an attraction. And it's almost like that's in competition with reading. So how do you keep that love of reading going when there's all these external factors going on?
Oh, absolutely. Gosh, we're all sort of distracted by them, really, aren't we? So perhaps as the children become older and a little bit more independent with their reading, something, for example, what about if having a little trouble finding a book? Sometimes children find it difficult to choose a book. Just take two or three out of the library, have a look at the bookshop, and then the adult might want to read the first few pages to their child or the first chapter. So the children hear the names of the characters, they hear the sort of intonation, they get into the style of that book, then they can choose, and they've sort of started off. Starting off a book is difficult, but also perhaps when you've chosen a book, if you can get another copy, so if the child wants to read independently, which is brilliant, maybe the parent or grandparent can also read it independently, and then every now and then just say, oh, have you got to this bit yet, or what's this character doing, what do you think is going to happen next? So you're sort of sharing the book, talking about it, which is so important, but taking the pressure off as well, something like that.
One thing I found with my youngest son, who was not a natural reader and did not particularly enjoy reading, was that comics, books with pictures in, meant that he was a bit more engaged, and he would read them. So I found that sort of giving him a bit more choice about what he read, as opposed to just foisting some reading scheme book on him, quite often of which was of no relevance whatsoever, that really helped.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, it's their interest, it's what they want to read. That's why it's so important, really, to visit the shops and the libraries, so that the children can read and maybe just start a little book corner at home of their choices. Without a doubt, comics and now graphic novels are very popular. And also, if perhaps their children's stamina for reading longer texts isn't quite developed yet, there's some fantastic free verse novels out there for sort of older upper key stage two, that are just, if you like, easier to read because you're turning the pages a little more often, so you feel like you're achieving, you know, the chapters of the book, this sort of thing. But definitely comics, information books, interest, children's interest, definitely.
And I think as well, don't get too stressed about it. Make it an enjoyable thing rather than turning it into a sort of mission, a competitive mission that every child learns at their own rate. And it's awful if you sort of feel like you're in competition with somebody that's reading better than you are.
No, well, that puts even more pressure on, and that's definitely not what reading's all about. Absolutely right. No, it shouldn't be competitive at all. It should be an enjoyable, interesting, something that children... I mean, the children who choose to read and enjoy reading, they naturally do better academically, in life, all sorts of ways. Definitely. So, yes, pressure off and enjoy.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Thank you, Polly, for joining us on today's Sound Advice. We thought we'd talk reading ahead of... the new school term, and Polly Atkinson is a children's reading specialist based in Arundel.